All of these holes here are part of that same deep vertical bedrock shaft network. And they're on both sides of the causeway. Weird shit that nobody ever shows on the Giza Plateau. We'll start here. Vertical bedrock shafts, possibly the entry points to the subterranean network below Giza. So this is a small one. This one goes down probably at least 50 to 60 feet before you hit the rubble and the sand that's at the bottom of the pit. Most likely never was fully excavated, but you can also see that there's transverse connections. So you can see that there's a tunnel that goes in this direction that connects into the sister shaft. So over here below this rock, this is another shaft here. And there's a tunnel underneath that connects these two deep vertical bedrock shafts. A couple things to point out. The absence of tool marks. Look how the whole pit is completely eroded.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no chipping.
Okay.
There's no tools.
Second thing, see that vertical feature in the side here?
Yep.
There's also an identical feature in this side here.
On this side here.
So you have two bilateral vertical features that run down the length of the shaft. Next, look this way. You can see that there's another shaft, transverse, leading east to west. So we have this one that goes straight down into the bedrock, and then in this direction, it goes down this way. So all of these vertical shafts are connected by horizontal shafts. So it's an interconnected system that leads all the way down here toward the Sphinx. All of these holes here are part of that same deep vertical bedrock shaft network. And they're on both sides of the causeway. So I would say in this area, so you have at least 50 in the Eastern Cemetery. You've got about a dozen on both sides of the causeway. And then another 50 to 100. So, I mean, we're talking to probably 200 of these vertical shafts all across the Giza Plateau. They're all over the place. I would easily say that in this area, on the eastern side of the Great Pyramid, there's gotta be close to 50 of these things, just on this side of the Great Pyramid. At the top of every one of these structures, so these are large rectangular structures called mastabas, and this is conventionally known as the Eastern Cemetery, quote unquote cemetery. But at the top of each one of these things, there's at least two, if not four, of these vertical pits that go straight down into the bedrock.
As Trevor Grassi told me when I interviewed him, you know, these shafts are all over the plateau going underneath the ground. Same as Jeffrey from Land of Chem pointing out these shafts. And the Khafre Pyramid Project team have been discovering much larger voids, as you all know. And there could be entrances to that through these areas, through these temples that are just long forgotten, covered in dirt and sand. little shaft, looks like an air shaft or something.
You can look down from the top if you want.
Yeah, I might just get a quick shot. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's one. Check this out. I'm not going to go down there because that's very steep and I will fall. You can see these shafts. Look at this.
So we're just going to head down to here, where you can actually see just about where there's an actual gated entranceway. In fact, there's a few of them here.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch down
here. Yeah, that's what I was looking at. False doors and real doors. Gated off. And so the traditional Egyptologist mainstream interpretation of all of these different doors is these are burial chambers for the people who built the pyramids. But this is not a very likely theory. There's a vast difference between the styles of entranceways. Some of them are very simple, some of them have inscriptions. Quite different in the way that they're presented. It does not appear to be tomb entrances. At least not from dynastic interpretations. If we come in here, we can actually have a look inside this one.
Entranceway locked off. And as you can see, there is a further subterranean passage near the end, and there's also one just there as well.
But of course, no entry.
No entry. Hey, buddy.
I kind of hurt you. I wish I had some food for you.
Yeah. They're pretty chill, the temple dogs.
You gonna poke your head in there?
No, I'll put my head in.
Anything? Pop, pop.
No.
You're a fucking bingo.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. They are literally everywhere. Oh.
What's up, puppy?
Is he down there?
Yeah, I see his eyes going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless him. Yeah, I get it, bro. It's hot out here. You enjoy it down there.
Spot. If you weren't there, I'd be shimmying down there.
Right. More locked doors, as per usual. And here you've got some of the... Now this is filled in. This would go very far down. These are scattered all over the plateau. This one's filled in. This one's filled in. And then round here, look at this place. Locked. This is quite an impressive looking one, actually. Look at the stonework. Very precise, very important looking, actually. Very important looking. But of course, it is locked.
off of the beaten path of the tourist trap. Because this is where you find the evidence of some suspicious activity. This is a false door, just like you find in Peru and obviously across Egypt. Very interesting stonework for such a small little area tucked away. And there's another false door here.
Yeah, there's one up front right there too, that's weathered.
Wow. So I wonder what this was. Could this be an entrance point? Could there be some buried subterranean entrance point here? It's very possible. Yeah, Ken was just saying it's like the Wild West out here. We're hydrated, we're keeping cool. And round here, you've got some very ancient parts of the Giza Plateau.
Yo, are we going inside this thing?
Yeah.
There's an entrance.
Anything?
Walled off.
Walled off. Classic. Check this out, guys. Really old parts of the Giza Plateau. Really.
Door. False door.
Yep, I saw it. And then this down here. Check this out, bro. Yep. There's a gated off entrance, a real subterranean entrance down there. Inshallah. Oh, hello. Hello. Where do you go? Yo.
All of these inscriptions right here, bro.
Look at this. Now that's been blocked off. This has been blocked off. Subterranean entrance. Clearly, you were able to enter something at one point through here. And it's been blocked off and essentially just plugged with trash and rocks and mud. Because that absolutely would have gone further than what we're able to see now.
Weird shit that nobody ever shows on the Giza Plateau. We'll start here.